Canadians are going to the polls on Monday after an election campaign in which U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs and musings about annexing Canada became the central issue. Trump's threats ignited a wave of patriotism that swelled support for Liberal Prime Minister Mark Carney, a political newcomer who previously led two G7 central banks. The campaign ended on a somber note on Sunday after a man rammed an SUV through a crowd at a Filipino community festival in Vancouver, killing at least 11 people and injuring dozens. Carney briefly paused his campaign, and both he and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre mentioned the tragedy in their final campaign events. Dwayne Bratt, professor of political science at Calgary's Mount Royal University, said he did not expect the mass casualty event to deter voters. Carney's Liberals held a 2.7-point lead over Poilievre's Conservatives in national support, according to a CTV News Globe and Mail Nano's poll released on Sunday. Nano's pegged the Liberals at 42.6% support and the Conservatives at 39.9% in the poll. An Echo's poll on Sunday suggested the Liberals hold a 6-point lead and projected the Liberals to win a majority of seats in the 343-seat House of Commons and not need to rely on a smaller party to govern. Trump reemerged as a campaign factor last week, declaring that he might raise a 25% tariff on Canadian-made cars because the U.S. does not want them. He said earlier he might use economic force to make Canada the 51st U.S. state. "This is probably the most consequential election in my lifetime," said Kelly Saunders, a political science professor at Brandon University. "Everything has been so overshadowed by the threats coming out of the United States." Carney has emphasized his experience handling economic issues makes him the best leader to deal with Trump, while Poilievre has tapped into concerns about the cost of living, crime, and a housing crisis. Trump, in a social media post on Monday, reiterated his call for Canada to become the 51st state. "Good luck to the great people of Canada," he said. "Elect the man who has the strength and wisdom to cut your taxes in half, increase your military power for free to the highest level in the world, have your car, steel, aluminum, lumber, energy, and all other businesses quadruple in size, with zero tariffs or taxes, if Canada becomes the cherished 51st state of the United States of America. No more artificially drawn line from many years ago." Standing on Sunday in front of the Ambassador Bridge connecting Windsor's Canadian Auto Hub with Detroit across the border, Carney pointed to the bridge as a symbol of peace and cooperation between the two countries for almost a century. "That has changed. And it wasn't us who did the changing, President Trump, the guy over there," Carney said. "He's launched a trade war that has literally ruptured the global economy, and in the process, he's betrayed us."